Hey everybody, I'm Small.
I'm Medium.
I'm Large, and this is the SML Podcast.
Alright, with us tonight we also have Margaret. Say hi, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Thanks for being an ass.
And we got a few in the peanut gallery
today. Yeah, we have an audience. Say hey, audience. Yay! All right, so last
God, I hate you.
Week was it?
How last long week ago it was last.
I was drunk.
Were you really?
No, it wasn't.
I'm working on it now.
I want to be. We talked about our February pile of shame.
Have you made any progress on
Have
that?
You?
Yes.
Did you beat Mario?
Yes, I beat Super Mario Bros.
Oh, yes, that's to that.
It
yes.
only took you 30 years.
The peanut gallery is cheering for me. That and I am also good two-thirds of the way through Enslaved.
So okay,
yes, I am making progress.
I didn't get to do shit yet. What did you do?
I've done Roger. Nothing but played Arkham Asylum for, like, the last week.
Was that was not on your list, was it?
No, not at all.
You painted.
And I painted.
All right, well, we gotta get on that. I have excuses.
Like Dead Space, I don't. I'm just, like,
which home, I got 2 hours
home improvement bogue right now.
Home improvement bogue.
Yeah. I got a room done. The walls and the trim, done.
Did you eat all of the paint off the previous walls?
Absolutely.
Is that in your pile of shame? Painting your...
Dude, there's so much more than video games in my pile of shame. You don't understand.
What have you been playing lately, Margaret?
I've been modding Skyrim and then failing to actually play it.
So you didn't even start the game up to see if the mods work?
No, well, I start it and then I check and see how they work and then I save and I exit.
Then you're like, shiny.
Move them around.
Do you have the Macho Man Randy Savage dragon mod?
Oh, I don't. Wow. I've seen it.
That's the only reason I would ever get
I've not heard of
like
Skyrim.
Cursing mud crabs as well.
Cursing mud crabs?
Yeah, you hit them and they say, oh fuck.
That's
exactly.
Great.
That's funny.
Yeah, see, I want someone to mod me into a game someday.
We could.
It could happen.
Someday.
But yeah, the dragons in Skyrim, some guy just put Macho Man Randy Savage's head on them.
That's amazing.
With his hat, with like the stripes.
And every time
flying is just, ooh, yeah!
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, it is fantastic. So what is on the docket for our official premiere yeah. episode of the podcast?
The Legend First. This isn't just another run-through?
No, we're official. We can't.
This
we can't.
Real.
We can't
go back
fucking swear
didn't
like
you
we
hear
did last.
That theme music for the intro we didn't record.
That's great.
There's fucking music, man.
Allegedly, there'll be music. We're gonna talk about Dead Space 3 in about the 5 minutes I played of it. I wanted to play more, just haven't had time yet. We're gonna talk about the next gen systems and what news has come out about them. And we're going to send Margaret into a spitting rage over Anita Sarkeesian.
That would be beautiful. That would just...
I don't know if she actually will or not, but we'll see what happens.
As long as it's funny.
Well, we actually spit.
We already had to turn off the computer monitor that had her face on it because it was driving her insane. So
she'll go into a spitting rage if I just keep, like, kicking the back of her chair.
She might fucking take you out, dude.
She's not allowed. We're on the radio.
Still less offensive than Sarkeesian.
Only all right, so Tim, tell us about Dead Space.
So Dead Space, I'm a big fan of Dead Space. I'm actually wearing my Dead Space shirt today.
Stop yeah, stripping.
Somewhere.
Because our listeners can see your shirt.
You all can see my shirt. It's
I'm
going to
point the microphone at your shirt.
Yeah, if you take the sound file and twist it upside down and listen to it upside down, you can see things from the sound.
Also, you need to be on LSD.
Yeah, also LSD. The Gaming Vault does not endorse the use of LSD. So I'm a big Dead Space fan. I have been since the first game came out. I bought it on a whim. When it came out, I was choosing between that and Far Cry 2 at the time. Bought Dead Space, and it scared the shit out of me. And fell in love with it. So, fast forward to Dead Space 3, they announced it, and I was excited, but I was worried.
It was
because
erect for days.
Yes.
Nipples get hard?
All the time. Not just because my heat's broken right now. They'd originally announced that Dead Space 3 was going to have co-op, and that it needed to sell 6 million copies for them to, for the franchise to have a future, which I was like, so this is going to be the last Dead Space game then.
You're like, give me 3 million.
So I understood, like, anyone who's played the first two games knows what happens, and I'm sorry if I spoil anything for you, but Isaac lives through the end of the second game, and there's no...
You're such a dick.
This guy, if you keep coming across these undead spiny monster things, there's no reason for this guy who's now free as of the end of the second game to go near any of these things without like a mech or a tank. Like, why would you go near
or a foam finger gun
or a foam finger gun that goes pew pew,
which is apparently in the third.
No, it was in the second one. It was if you beat the hardest difficulty.
It's back in the third.
Good.
And
sir.
Instead of just the finger.
Because he freaking needs it.
It's rockin' devil horns.
Oh, it's not the shocker.
And when you reload, there's like it should be the shocker playing and he headbangs.
That's hysterical.
Maybe the shocker will be in Dead Space 4.
That'd be great.
There won't be a Dead Space 4. This is the last Dead Space game.
And as you're shooting the shocker, it would go, ow, ow, ow.
Ooh, ow, ow.
So anyway, they announced that basically they're turning Dead Space into this co-op bro shooter. Which, at first, I was completely disappointed, but I tried to stay as optimistic as possible that, you know, maybe they'll pull it off because it has a natural progression to... This guy's not going to show back up on any of these planets or space stations or any of this bullshit where there's a marker that's causing all these undead monsters to show up without being heavily armored. There's no reason... It wouldn't make sense if there was another survival thing unless, the way the plot goes, he went and... started some shit against the people who were behind all of the conspiracies surrounding it, and they kidnapped him and threw him somewhere and dropped a marker there.
And all he's got is his plasma cutters.
Yeah, well, my original idea, which I should have written into EA, which would have never gotten seen, but was, all right, so Isaac gets free, he goes back to Earth, he tries to raise awareness about the Unitologists and the villains of the game doing these skeevy things with trying to rebuild, physically build these artifacts that cause zombie outbreaks, and that these space people are still doing. Yeah, space zombie outbreaks.
So that's
or
worse.
The thing. It's very similar to like the
that's
thing
worse
monsters.
Than like The Walking Dead. You can handle that shit.
Well, no, yeah, The Walking Dead. Isaac would fucking he would just stomp his way through.
Sure.
every zombie that shows up.
No, this is space zombies.
Huh? They're not like crazy spiny.
Yeah, they're not things.
Humans.
They're not the thing, the monster from the thing. If it, that's what he fights basically in every game is the multiple monsters from the thing. So, what I was hoping they would do with the plot when they announced there's going to be a third game and there's going to be co-op, and the first thing they announced was new game co-op Ice Planet. And I'm like, okay.
So it's Lost Planet 2.
Well, no, the whole idea is they're going to trade out darkness and the isolation idea with snow. Like, you're out and you'll see the snow blowing by, and you'll see, like, shadows in the distance in the snow, and you'll be like, oh, wow, what the fuck is that?
Like, well, snowpocalypse going on outside right now.
Freeze to death?
Apparently not. I don't. That's space a good. That's a good point.
That's
should
so
look
unrealistic.
That.
Space is colder than
space is cold.
Well, that is true. Yeah, space is much colder
space
than
is really
snow.
Cold.
I've been there.
How high were you?
So I was hoping that
I grew this furry layer while in my time in space. I adapted. Evolution.
Evolution.
Can I ask a quick question about that too? Why did he need a suit that was covered in fur? So that he would be able to survive the warmth of the cold.
That was a question we had, and I haven't gotten that far in the game yet, but there are different suits, and apparently what it is there's a colony that they find on this planet, and the people in the colony didn't need these expensive, crazy space suits. So what it is you're wearing really heavy-duty snow suits.
So it's not actually a suit.
No, it's not a space suit when you're on the planet. But you can wear the space suit on the planet. There's nothing stopping you. You can switch out suits. But the people who were indigenous to that planet, or who lived on that planet, have these suits with the helmets and the health packs because that's just normal tech for them.
Fair.
I was wondering about that, too. Like, why is
that's like you wearing your hat backwards. Suit. Not a big deal.
No, not really.
you would wear it any day that ends in Y.
Well, the plot I was hoping that they would go with, because I was trying to think, like, what makes sense? How can they still make it survival horror and not take it into this run-and-gun territory? And I thought, well, all right, so logically Isaac would do one of two things, go into hiding, or he would go back to Earth and try to, like, stop these people and, like, try to get an army together, the Earth government, somebody to listen to him. So I thought, all right, so he's going to go back, and there'd be, like, a level where you go in and you try to, like, I don't know, talk to the police or something, and they arrest you because they're in on the conspiracy, and you get tried for the events that happened in the other games, as if they, like, are framing you.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you get put on a prison on an ice planet.
So because you thought about this before the release...
Well, I'm gonna get to that. Like,
were you disappointed? You're like, they didn't go with my idea. They didn't know
did
about.
Did they match your fanfiction?
That really pisses me off.
I'm gonna get to that. But like, I thought, like, all right. So he,
5 minutes.
They throw. No, this is quick. I'm almost over. Stop fucking interrupting.
See, that's what happened to me with like the new season of like some stupid show,
Vampire Diaries.
I'd be like, you know, they didn't do what I wanted them to do.
Well, no. See, like, there's a certain point where you have to. You have to...
Opie. Don't even start. I'm going to cry.
Well, so I thought Isaac gets arrested, gets thrown on this prison on an ice planet, and then the Unital just drop a marker down and start a necromorph outbreak on the prison planet. So you get to co-op with people who are playing as the other prisoners.
Sure.
And you get to work together to try and break out of the prison and get off the planet.
Actually, you probably should have wrote in, because that...
That'd be like a neat MMO scenario.
It would
be interesting, because then you could get into the things where, like, they could actually make it so that the co-op players have different pieces of their plot. Like, there's a point where it comes up on the screen, like, kill Isaac, kill the main character. Like, there could have co-op scenarios where it's actually you all work together until it's convenient for that character, and then they could kill you and maybe continue on in their own version of the story. They could make, like, 5 different little endings to it if they wanted.
But in co-op, in the co-op theory, everybody's playing the main character.
Well, no. In you don't have to. Like, there'd be somebody playing the main character and that story, and you would hope that the co-op game would be built around augmenting the main storyline, mm-hmm. or adding something to it. For instance, Gears of War, you always have these guys with you, but you're just letting somebody else play those people.
Yeah.
The whole thing that I was hoping is that they push it a little further. They could give a thing where you don't really know if you can trust the other people you're playing with. Or it would bring it back to Dead Space's original survival stuff. Like, Isaac's an engineer. In the first game, you basically are using cutting tools, mining tools, to kill these things. In the second game, you take a surgery tool. There's a dude getting murdered who's strapped into a table, getting murdered by a necromorph, and you're trying to quickly cobble together a weapon out of the surgery tools to fight it. So they could have gone back to this. You're in a prison, and you have to find weapons again. Yeah. Like, they could have really, like, done this right. But instead, we got Gears of Dead Space 3, which...
Nice.
The plot was he goes into hiding, and then all of a sudden the Unitologists, which it was a religion in the game... start to overthrow, like, the universal government, I'm assuming, because I'm only, like, 2 hours into this game. They literally, like, they're like, oh, they're coming to kill you, Isaac. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then there's an explosion in the city, and they're like, the Unitologists have breached so-and-so. I'm like, so there's outright an army attacking a fucking city right now? And you go downstairs, and you're like, you're using your cutting tool.
And at that time, you have to decide whether you're going to attack the Jedi Academy or not.
Well, no. What it is apparently...
Like, are you going to kill those Padawan learners?
Well, they're not...
Are you going to kill all the younglings?
They're like Muslim extremists in this. They're not the Jedis.
Anakin. This game is racist.
Anakin, well, I can't believe you would do that.
So give us your thoughts on the 2 hours you played.
Well, so far, that's what I was going into, is it literally is this action game right at the start where you're running and gunning for the first section of it, and it doesn't completely make sense with some of the mythology they had set up. Like, it now it's going from conspiracy to, it seems like, universal overthrow for the first 2 hours that I've been in. And, like, plot-wise, it doesn't resonate with me like the other games did, which were about survival. You're this guy, and you're in this horrible situation, and you just want to get the fuck out of there. Which was cool, because then it felt like you could relate, like, you could get into it, you could really experience this game, and really, the horror felt personal to you, because you felt like you were this person trying to survive. Now it's like, these people literally come into your apartment and go, you need to fucking help us, we're the last of this army, the Earth government army, and your ex-girlfriend is in danger, so you need to go save her too. And Isaac's like, She's well, my if my ex-girlfriend's in danger,
she's my better reason.
Yeah, right. That's what he should have said.
That whore cheated on me. I'm going back to sleep.
Well, the thing is, I'm going to compare this to a very popular movie. We'll say like Die Hard. Okay. How many times?
Never heard of it.
Can this person be?
Can this person be in the same situation? Now we're working on what, the fourth or fifth movie?
Fifth. Yeah.
Isn't it a little bit kind of satisfying that they're not doing the okay? This guy has got to fend for his life and survive again.
Well, see, that's the question about these types of games, which happened with Resident Evil, is for the fans of the series, Capcom went out and alienated all of their fan base by making Resident Evil an action game. Yeah. Like, in Resident Evil 4, it started becoming less survival horror than more action. And then in 5, they're just like, look at this guy. He's fucking Chris Redfield. Doesn't look shit like the other games. He smuggles melons in his fucking biceps.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to go to Africa and kill fucking everyone.
See, but at least Resident Evil 5 was still fun to play. And it still had a couple of scary creep-out moments.
It was moderately fun to play.
But it wasn't nearly a survival thing.
It wasn't as nearly as good as Resident Evil 4.
No, nowhere near.
But, you know, they were going in a more action direction, but it was still an enjoyable game.
Yeah, I mean,
I could see how 4 was more of an action than what the earlier ones were.
Compared to the early ones, yeah.
The other ones were basically like
Resident Evil 4.
We are being overrun by zombies and we'll gotta survive.
Here's the problem with it is, so is that the natural progression of that game? Should that be like, all right, the company wants to take it in a more action direction, but one of the reasons why they do this is because they want a wider audience. The survival horror doesn't sell very well.
No.
Not as much as Call of Duty. Everybody wants to be Call of Duty right now.
I know.
Well, game companies are starting
fucking COD, bro.
Companies are starting to realize that they don't need to be Call of Duty. They need to, because if every game becomes Call of Duty, nobody's going to want to play games.
Nobody's going to do anything new except for all the bros.
Oh, breaking news, there's a new Call of Duty coming out this year.
I'm shocked and surprised, and I feel like I must have lost the bet.
It's coming back, baby. Call of Duty is coming back.
Fucking Christ. So,
how many Call of Duty fans do we have listening to us? I wonder.
I don't know. Hopefully not many.
We're going to make
fun of you.
I hope our audience is smart enough to not play Call of Duty.
You just alienated half of our audience.
Yeah, we have no audience now. Thanks. We have half of a molecule.
I alienated half of our listener.
Well, no. This is the interesting thing, though, is that they
he likes
wanted
Call of Duty, so he's stupid and still listening.
Focus on the discussion. This is why our last podcast was 2 fucking hours, and we never talked about.
Okay, well, you're the one who went into a 15-minute.
All right, I don't understand.
You should have mentioned that
because the listeners only got what, an hour, 15 minutes.
The reason why, yeah,
and now you just told them that there's 45 minutes of unedited or unreleased material.
We're gonna
have people banging our doors down.
The reason why I went into the fan fiction thing was because I feel like I wasn't the only fan that had the expectation of, or the curiosity of, where could they go to make this still survival horror?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? And it didn't end up being that.
Well, look at it this way. You're only 2 hours in.
Yeah, I am only...
I mean, I've seen plenty of videos and clips online where it's still dark and scary.
Around.
People are coming the fuck at you and trying to kill you.
Well, here's the caveat to that is you are super fucking overpowered in this. Yeah, caviar. Here's the caviar. You got your guns in this. Now,
when did we just move up a tax bracket?
The natural progression of these games was to be better outfitted, but they do this really awkward thing in it where it's like, all right, cool, you're on this more advanced ship, you get more advanced suits, you have guns that are basically just, you can make your own guns, which are literally 2 different guns you duct tape together, and I shit you not, all the other classes of guns, like, it's you have the fucking plasma cutter on the top gun, and you have the line gun on the bottom, which were 2 different guns in all the other games, but now you can just left-click, right-click to, like,
duct tape,
shoot them both. But they made them, like, shoot slower. They made that, which is stupid, because I played the other fucking games. I know how, I just was playing Dead Space 1. Yeah. And now it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Now it doesn't make any sense that these guns react differently.
How else are they going to sell you upgrades?
Well, here's the weird thing is, so now you can upgrade all these guns, right? But in the other games where you're on a ship...
They already have a weapons pack download out.
Yeah, the day one DLC, which we were talking about last week. But there's... in the other two games, you couldn't make your own guns. You couldn't cobble these things together.
If they wanted to go
them.
Hardcore, they should have started you out with a butter knife.
Well, in the first...
A plastic.
No,
that
hardcore...
Would have been in the prison. You have to shank people.
Hardcore was the second game. You start out in a fucking straitjacket, and you headbutt a necromorph to run the fuck away.
There.
That's balls, man.
Sure. So basically, Dead Space 3 went backwards in the hardcore.
Well, yeah, it did do that, but like with the upgrade system and how it works, you're on 200-year-old ships in the part of the game that you basically go to, and they have more upgrades and more things available to you than you had in the other two games, which were on modern or state-of-the-art ships. Like, you're on a capital fucking mining ship in the original Dead Space, and the upgrade system for that was great. In the second game, it was the same as the first, and that was great. And now in this new one, it's like, oh, you're on a 200-year-old ship. You can fucking super glue guns together.
You're on a Carnival cruise line.
And you can upgrade rate of fire. You can do all this stuff. So it's just, it's bizarre. But the hype...
The ship has duct tape on it.
Apparently. The hype leading up to this game was that, I mean, they put out a fucking email the day the game came out saying it is one of the best games of the generation. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
No, Farmville is, duh.
Well, so I'm co-oping it with my friend, and I almost want to tell him to, let's not co-op it anymore. Because we literally, like, necromorphs jump out, and the guns we have knock them down on the ground. Like, they all jump out, and we're like, oh, hi, and go, boom, and knock them on the ground, and then just cut their limbs off before they can get back up. And then I look at them, and I go, let's roll. And we hit the dodge button they added, where you just fucking, like, you roll, like Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Nice.
And we just, like, we roll down hallways together and stuff.
Wow.
It's not scary anymore. It's absolutely hysterical, though.
Well, try playing it solo. I mean, it might be scarier if you don't have someone watching your back.
It has been. Well, that's the other funny thing about the co-op, too, is, like, I played the first, like, there's a little prologue. I played that section by myself and co-op. And when you play it by yourself, it's you're talking on the comms to some guy saying, oh, yeah, look through it. It's in the snow. Use your beacon. So, like, I'm like, all right, I'll follow the beacon. And then in the other version, it's the same thing, the same exact dialogue. You're talking on the thing, but you have this schmuck in the background going, why the fuck are we out here? I can't fucking see a thing. And your character does not acknowledge this character's existence at all.
Hey, can, like, you be quiet?
That's kind of like hanging out at Joe's house.
It just, like, it blew my fucking mind. Like, that was their thing with the co-op, and it like, there's scenes where you're running across the top of a train to get into a jet in this, like, fucking Call of Duty moment.
So it's Die Hard.
It is Die Hard.
It's Die Hard. Live Free or Die Hard.
I made it there before my co-op partner, and I jump on it, goes into this cutscene where I'm climbing in, and all of a sudden my co-op partner... My co-op partner's in the jet pulling me in, and I'm like, he's fucking three train cars behind me. How did he get there?
Magic. Wasn't following you.
I don't want to, like, knock the game too much, though, because some of the changes they did do are sweet, where it's almost an open-world game. There are lots of side missions that shows you your progress on each chapter and if you've completed each chapter. Because there's, like, this open debris field in the orbit of the planet, and you can go from place to place, and you can get out into space and kind of fly around and explore these huge other ships and, like, figure out the whole story of what's going on. Why are all these ships exploded out in this field of space? All
right, so break it down for us. Two-hour review, 1 to 10. What would you give it so far?
Right now, a 3.
Wow.
Because it's fun, but it's just not what they should have done with the franchise.
3 is like a broken, dying, horrible game.
No, it's not.
Like, you're describing, like, a 6 or a 7.
No, well, a 7 would be a good game. A 7 is it's a good game. It's just got problems. I would give it a 7 if it was at an out of 10 scale right now.
That's what I just said, based 1 to 10. Off this.
We don't do 10. We don't do 1 to 10. We do 1 to 13.
Yeah,
1 fucking 7. No, I think that it's a good game. I think that it's going to get better, but I think that it's going to fucking disappoint me, and it's going to suck that this is probably going to be the last game in the series, and I'm going to remember it for,
because they don't sell 3 million.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. Well, No, I know. I'm a big enough fan of the series to know that they pissed away all their effort in a lot of other areas of bullshit.
I will say that
all they really had to do was listen to you. But you didn't tell them, so...
No, but...
I will say their dev team edition is nice.
Yeah, they did some cool stuff for the fans, but this, I think the studio went in, just like some big movies get done, and mucked it all up. They mucked it up. But anyway, next
they're
on the list...
to branch out to a wider audience.
Yeah.
You can't fault them for that.
What is it? The right hand holds the blue gun, the left hand holds... it. No, the right hand holds the blue, left hand holds the orange. A lot of their covers do that. It's very funny.
They're trying to branch out to new people who haven't played the series. You can't really fault them too much for that.
I can absolutely fault them for that, because if you make a compelling game, people will play it. It doesn't matter what genre or what style it is.
How big were the sales for the first two? They weren't blockbusters, so they made a compelling game.
The second one was a fucking blockbuster.
Was it?
Second one was great. Second one sold huge numbers.
She would know.
Well, I would know too.
How many pre-orders did you have?
You're preoccupied.
For two or three?
Yeah, for two.
Oh, God.
Come on, you should know this.
Dude,
rattle these numbers
games?
Off.
Dude. Oh, she just said dude.
We had about.
Bro.
Come on. Five total.
Well, here's the. Like.
Fucking
hell, bro. Dude, you know Roger Ebert played Dark Souls?
Really?
He apparently beat Dark Souls.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
If a game is compelling enough.
I don't know if he beat it.
He did play it. Yeah, I'm not 100%.
Maybe played it.
He heard that that was a great game, and there's a lot of people shitting about video games, and he said, I went out to play this game because it was critically acclaimed as a great game, and I went out and played it, and he said, I didn't like it. And I understand why.
It's a hard game to like if you're not good at games.
But I bet that fucking Roger Ebert made it further in that game than 80% of the people who tried that game.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, same thing with movies. People, my mother went to go see fucking movies that I would go see and say, you should never fucking go see that, Mom. It'll go right over your goddamn head. But
mom liked Magic Mike.
Yeah, well, you took her to see it.
No, actually took her to see it.
All you got to do is make a compelling game and people will play it. That's the bottom line. If you try to conform a game to a different type of standard to sell it to a different group of people, you will get those sales, but then you will kill that franchise, and then you will get no more fucking sales, because the diehard fans will abandon it, and those people who played it and said, nah, this isn't for me, or nah, I'm not really, I wasn't really into that, because it wasn't what I, it was
they
not
just
the
alienate
action
everybody.
Game I was, yeah, they end up alienating more people than they gain in the end.
Again, maybe your opinion will change.
Capcom.
Maybe your opinion will change when you get further into it.
Remember when Capcom used to be awesome?
Yeah. Well, I think they've always been guilty of the same things.
I have my hopes for their new IP.
Which one? The Memory Lane or whatever?
Remember Me.
Memory Lane.
Although...
Remember Me.
Again, it's rather derivative of several other franchises out
there. It still looks cool as fuck, though.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that there's not more buzz.
And we all know Fuck is really cool.
Yeah,
well,
Fuck is really
still
cool.
Way off.
Next on our list, though, is talking about the next-gen systems, which...
Yeah, you told us last week that you had some...
I have...
massive idea that...
Microsoft should just fucking hire me. Like, why am I running a video game store?
Speak to all the Microsoft execs right now.
Yeah, so...
Because they're listening.
I know you don't run the company anymore, but you got a lot of fucking money.
All of them except for Steve, he's in the bathroom.
Bill Gates was hitting me up. He's like, hey, when's your next episode coming out?
Okay, so... This has a little bit of a preface to it, so everybody understands what the fuck I'm talking about.
Cool.
But so cell phones right now are hot. Cell phones are the big portable gaming trend that has kind of come about. Mobile gaming.
Oh, yes. You just alienated me completely.
I'm sorry. Keep listening. Right. I'll win you back.
And Jay, go
look,
take a nap.
I've got half a nipple hard over there. You're listening.
Well, that one's pierced, so it's always hard.
Oh, I was wondering why there's two.
He has three nipples.
So.
The other one used to be pierced.
One of the big complaints about the Android platform and people trying to get used to things on it, like or developers trying to get used to it, is it's very fragmented, which means that they have a lot of different versions of the operating system on a lot of different devices, and it doesn't work that well. A lot of companies will come out and say that Apple is a big threat, and one of the reasons for that is because their operating system is not fragmented
uniform.
At all. It is all there all the time.
You don't have 30 new Android phones coming out every other month.
Yeah. No, you do have Android phones coming out.
You don't have
Apple ones. Like
iPhones
that.
Coming out every other month, each running 13 different versions of what
iOS.
Ice cream sandwich
yeah.
or
Joe don't talk so good. Latte.
So the
I don't know what.
What this allows them to do is every time a new once a year when they update the phone and the operating system, normally a slew of games that take advantage of the new hardware come out. It's like a console generation. And it's all like all on the same thing, and you can start doing the you can play these games on the Mac too, because they have an app store built into the Mac computers now.
Yeah.
And it's all like, so you have your mobile devices linked to your computer, all as one environment that can communicate with each other on a good level. Microsoft has started taking note of this. They have their phone, which runs their Windows 8 platform. They now have their Surface tablet, which runs their Windows 8 platform. They have computers that have the Windows 8 platform.
Is
all
the
these
soft phone really taken off?
It's getting traction.
Is it?
But it's sort of it came out.
I mean, they've been trying to do this for years.
Yes, yes, they have. But and the Windows Phone is great. I had one recently just to dick around with, and I really enjoyed it. It's a great phone. It's sort of like how I really like the iPhone for being a good device that's a like a personal assistant.
Yeah,
and I think Android phones are fucking clusterfucks.
Yeah.
But the Windows Phone was even simpler. Like, you don't have all of these multiple panels. You have a little, just like, some space to slide up and down. You have tiles you can change the size of. And then it's very, like, integrated socially. You have your own picture that's sort of whatever your Facebook cover picture is that says me. And you can click on that. When you click on that, it shows you, it takes you to all of these things for all of your social networks right there. You can update right there to all of them. Like, it's really nice. And there's an Xbox app on it that actually logs you into Xbox Live, and you can see what your friends are doing on Xbox. You can see your Xbox Live Arcade stuff. There's arcade games that are they're all sort of like combined in it. Now,
those arcade games are one of the reasons I wish I could have had an opportunity to get a Windows Phone.
Yeah,
but
see now,
it took forever to come to Verizon.
What
so iPhone 1
for the next gen systems? What Microsoft has to do to win is make the Xbox run Windows 8. If they make the Xbox run Windows 8, then all of a sudden, me, who's a PC gamer, a long, long time PC gamer, I can take my Xbox game, Xbox 720, whatever you want to call it, and I can put it in my PC with Windows 8 on it and play Halo 5000, whatever next comes,
essentially,
you know.
The new Xbox you're saying would run
yes.
Windows 8.
If it was
as
just
an operating system.
If it was a specialized computer that ran Windows 8 as an operating system, ran that platform, then I should be able to drop an Xbox game in my PC if I have Windows 8. If they make all of their Xbox games also work on Windows 8 computers and then have things that tie into the phone and tablet, you all of a sudden have a complete environment of mobile phones, mobile tablets, your Xbox, your computer that could all work together. You could pick up a game on your Xbox at a friend's house, you'd come home, play it on your computer. I could play Halo on my computer with somebody on their Xbox.
Yeah.
I mean,
the only issue with that is you're pretty much saying that the new Xbox would run Windows 8. It would be a Windows 8
They've
platform.
Already been moving close to
but
that.
But then,
though.
Wouldn't it just
well,
be a PC?
Just,
you could
just
pop
just
other PC
an,
games
Well, isn't
there?
An Xbox already a PC, essentially?
Not really, because it's its own dedicated platform.
Yes, but all it is a modified PC. It has RAM, it has a graphics card, it has a CPU.
Yes, but you're,
a disk
you're describing
drive.
The next Xbox would be a PC.
Correct. Why not?
And that's called
it would
a
just,
PC.
It
that's
would just,
not a game console.
It would See, just use Windows 8 as the operating system.
No, he's the way I'm hearing from him is he wants to make the next Xbox just be a PC, and then that's called a PC.
Yes, it would work. It would the way I'm hearing it is it would work as a console would, but when it loads up and bang right in front of you, my 360, it looks like a Windows 8 platform.
I mean,
yeah.
I could see,
you know what I mean?
They already
and,
use
and
the
they,
live tile system that Windows
sure,
8 uses on the current
sure.
dashboard.
Yeah,
so
that's what I get. But the way I'm hearing from you is mm-hmm. you want it to actually function as a PC.
Well, what's the difference then?
Not so much. Like, it would just function. It would function as,
well, hold
if,
on,
as if you could go through your Wi-Fi and play your game that you bought for your 720, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you can go to your computer and you can through Wi-Fi pick it up
well,
and,
no,
and play it on your computer.
What I'm saying is
someone
that
someone could be playing their console and playing with you on your computer co-op.
What I'm saying is that I don't own an Xbox. But if I had a computer and I went out and bought Windows 8 as a platform,
mm-hmm.
then I could play. I could go out. They just got customers who don't own Xboxes to buy Xbox games.
Sure.
So now, what were you going to say?
The way I hear it is, You're just describing a PC that could play Xbox
games. Okay, so tell me what the difference right now, an Xbox to a PC, what's the difference?
You can't install other games on an Xbox. You can't.
But you can install games. You can get an Xbox and you can install games and you
Xbox
can download games.
Dedicated games.
You but the difference is you would be able to.
Be
That's
able to
what he's
what?
Saying. You could play your Xbox games on your PC and essentially play your Windows 8 games, PC games, on your Xbox.
I'm talking about other games.
Like that.
No. See, that's what I mean. Is that right now, let's say I'm Crytek, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to make, you know, Crysis 3 Maximum Edition come out. And I could say that this is optimized to run on Windows 8 now. If they put out the next Xbox and it runs Windows 8, that means that PC game can play on my PC or my Xbox that has Windows 8. Because it's just all the consoles are modified computers. They're specialized computer sets.
Okay, but without getting cut off, Bogue, what I'm hearing is, though I could understand wanting to make a hybrid disc that plays in both an Xbox
it doesn't need to be a hybrid
and a
disc.
PC, without getting cut off. what I'm hearing is you want the next Xbox to just be a PC.
Technically.
That's a PC. It wouldn't be a home console then. It wouldn't be its own standalone home console. Like, you can buy a PC, buy PC games, and hook it up to your TV. And that's pretty much what you're describing.
Yes, but here,
then
see,
how is it a home console?
Because you plug it into your TV.
I plug my PC into my TV.
Okay,
that doesn't make it a home console.
Yes, okay, but why? What makes a home console then?
But right now,
no, hold on. I want Joe's heated.
Being,
this is good.
Its own dedicated platform. Like, I can't install Steam onto my Xbox. I can't install Winamp on my Xbox.
Let me tell you this.
RAR files. I can't do BitTorrent on my Xbox.
Well, let me ask you this. What's the difference between Steam? If the Steam Box coming out, which is basically a computer, all it is a computer, a very powerful computer that is dedicated to run Steam Big Picture mode.
Okay.
What's the difference between that and a home console?
What's the difference between what you're describing and a PC?
There's no difference between, like, where Xbox, where PlayStation
so
is going.
You're saying that you want Xbox to pretty much, you want Microsoft to rebrand all their PCs as the Xbox.
No, I want Xbox to not just, I want Xbox to become a platform like Steam.
Okay, then what would the difference be between your proposed console and a PC?
See, that would be the thing, is there would be no difference because we're heading in that
direction. They're the same goddamn thing.
But really, there's not that much of a difference besides the limitations of the console games. Because if you think about it, PlayStation, Xbox, fucking Nintendo, everything. It's a computer.
But it has essentially its own set specs.
It's a computer that has its own set specs. It doesn't work as a computer. It only works as a console. Well, all he's saying is he's saying that Xbox should make a console that would work as a computer as well. It's not limited. Because if the Xbox itself, what does the Xbox or the Xbox 360 run as
The operating system is the Xbox dashboard. But right now, what they've done is they upgraded it to be these Metro tiles, which
okay,
is
so
what
it's
Windows
not
8 uses. They're really going to
put... Was that sexist?
No. Touchscreen integration.
Oh, my God, yeah.
My whole thing is just
as long as I can play Pong.
Neo Geo Gold, yeah, that exists. That
but
exists.
You know what I mean?
Okay, well, anyway, that discussion got way too heated, way too long, way too involved. We don't even have time to touch on
Anita Sarkeesian.
I lost my virginity three times.
And then Margaret said about three words. Margaret's new nickname is THQ.
Are you saying that she's broken down and closed?
No, I'm saying that she was here in the podcast, but only briefly.
But wasn't discussed.
Actually, I'm saying she wasted all of her resources on you, Drawl.
I was chopped into pieces and sold off to the highest bidder.
She had too many Nickelodeons in her.
No, she had a...
I put a Nickelodeon or two in her.
Oh dear.
Okay. Anyways, let's end things on an up note.
Everything is appropriate.
Oh, hush.
I can't do it.
Let's end things on an up note. What are your plans in the next 2 weeks for your 4 in February?
Well,
are you going to finish Dark Souls? Is that your goal?
Dark Souls is still my goal. Yeah. If I have time, I have a convention next week.
Where are you going to?
I'm going to KatsuCon. I'm the band photographer.
All right. So anyone out there that's going to be at KatsuCon,
every fat cat girl out there, jump on his dick.
I will smash you in the face with my tungsten alloy 18,000-pound camera.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds his tungsten alloy amazing.
Dick. My camera is built like a fucking tank. If I were shooting pictures in a war zone, that thing could stop a bullet and save my life. It could stop a bunch of bullets and save my life.
Okay, so your goal for the next 2 weeks is to dig more into Dead Space.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I will have a
research,
and he's gonna go. And he's gonna go to this. He's gonna go to this. He's gonna go to this convention, and he's gonna be like, "I am small from the small, medium, large." Podcast.
That would actually be really funny if I interviewed people and be like, "Hi, I'm small from the small, medium, large podcast."
Who the fuck? Yeah.
That would be great. And if
we have
that,
our own internet podcast, like.
Do you want to be on our second episode?
They're all going to jump on your Schwanson.
We spent 45 minutes bitching at each other. Bogue, what are you doing for games in the next 2 weeks?
The next 2 weeks?
Halo 2. Yes. He's going to play fucking Halo 2.
No. I'm not messing with Halo 2. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Are you beating Skylanders?
It's not worth me hooking my Xbox back up to play Halo 2. But, I'll bang out Skylanders.
Men. Bang.
I'll totally...
all right, so he's going to finish Skylanders.
I'll butt rape Skylanders.
I'm going to try to finish Dark Souls. Joe's going to...
I'm going to polish off Enslaved probably tonight or tomorrow.
Polish off. You should edit that into something funny.
Polish off that titties.
You're going to polish off your titties?
Bogue's titties. I'm going to polish...
Polish off his titty ring.
He polishes off my titty ring about every 3 weeks.
I'm going to buff his titty ring with turtle wax.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I could probably get back to...
We gotta have a better
Zelda.
Hope than that. We gotta have people come back and listen to us somehow.
I'll get back to the Zelda Twilight Princess.
So what are we gonna talk about next week? I'm gonna give my final impression of Dead Space because I'll beat that.
Well, we're still gonna find out if Kunal is going to be coming up for our next one or
Kunal.
The one after, because if he's coming up, he can
he's
talk
sexy.
A lot about the internet game remixing scene, like
the music
OC remix, bad
the
dudes, the one ups. And see like what projects are on the way.
So as a dude, I'd do them.
So yeah, talk about gaming, music, and
video
the
game
pilot game, Dead Space 3. One more. I guess we could try to go back to Anita Sarkeesian.
Anita Yarzrevengian.
Yarzrevengian.
Yes.
But anyway, as a musician, I'm totally into having Kunal on the show.
Yeah, we'll probably.
I'm really excited about that.
All right, well let's get the fuck out.
Everyone just looked at me like I'm freaking, you know, Dead Space here.
Like you are
Dead
like your Bojé. You are Dead Space.
TH Bo.
No Bojé, you are the demons.
All right, so we're going to close things up here with a song from Kunal. It is off the Metroid Arrange 25th Anniversary album released by the Bad Dudes. It is a remix of the Metroid 2 credits theme. Called Creditoid. You can find out more about Kunal at pixeltonemusic.com and the Bad Dudes in general at baddudesmusic.com. And their upcoming project is going to be an Earthbound remix album, which I am insanely erect for.
Look at us, we're fucking money hats.
Yeah, for real. Joe's erect about it, and I'm just like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who's Metroid.
I'll just open another beer.
Metroid is some guy I met in Arkansas. He touched
Arkansas.
Me in funny places.
My mom had Metroids once. She had a creep for it.
I was drinking, Tim. I was drinking.
That was the best thing I think I've ever heard.
Mouthful of Mellow Yellow all over your expensive ass.
Speaking of mouthful of Mellow Yellow,
okay, hush.
We're trying to close out the podcast.
No, I want to have a one last like congratulations to Joe.
Who's pregnant and having
finally,
his first child.
For finally finishing Mario 1. So let's all give a little snaps to that.
I clap because I can't snap.
Because that's the game I beat like 20 years ago and he
yeah, I think
thinks
I beat that
he's so far ahead of me.
I suck at video
in gaming. So.
All right, we're going to put some more Mellow Yellow in Joe's mouth and see everybody next week, hopefully.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.